Michelle, any memos from the AFL, or are they happy with round two?
No, I think they're really happy with round two, but I'm sure they'll continue to look at the game week to week. But, yeah, looking forward to this weekend.
As a spectacle, did you think the standard and the skills were more impressive than round one?
Yeah, I think they were, and I think that we'll just see them continue to get better and better as the season goes on and the competition moves forward as well.
Okay, from the enormous high of last week, you come back here to Fremantle. It'll be, I suppose, a bit of a come down, won't it?
Oh, maybe slightly, but we're in the heart of Fremantle here, so we love playing footy and bringing the footy club back here to play football at this place. And I'm sure our supporters will get around the, this Sunday's game, and we'll fill this up with purple, which would be very nice.
So it's a good start, a win out of the first two. You know, I know we were disappointed last year. This is pivotal on Sunday, isn't it?
Now, yeah, absolutely. Short season, short competition. Every game is really important. So this one for us is a really important game.
Is it a worry changing grounds and where you play all the time?
Nah, not at all. We've trained here many a times and throughout last season, and yeah, really enjoy playing here in Fremantle as well, and trained here this season in our preparation through our pre-season, so looking forward to it.
Has Dana Hooker given some of the other members of the team some goal kicking practice after what she did last week?
Yeah, no, she was it was very good, and just great to see her rock up on Monday and go through the review and train really hard on the track once again.
You've pretty much got everything at Cockburn in terms of training facilities. I know you can move the ground and adjust it. Can you make it to the length of Fremantle Oval here?
Yeah, we can. It's an incredible facility there, and just really focusing on our game and areas of our game that we need to continue to improve. And our preparation's really important. We prepared really well last week, and that flowed on into our performance. So looking to do the same this week.
Obviously, Collingwood at 0-2, but Melbourne they're 2-0 and at top of the table. It's another massive challenge, isn't it, to really keep those grand final hopes alive, I guess?
Yeah, certainly is. They're a quality outfit, led really well. Karen Paxman, Daisy Pearce, Mel Hickey, a number of key players in their list, and that list even gets bigger. So they're a really quality side, and yeah, looking forward to hosting them here.
Do you potentially put a tag on Daisy? What do you do to stop their talent?
Yeah, I think we continue to focus on our own game and the brand of footy that we want to play, and we saw a bit of that on against Collingwood, so looking to bring that same intensity and that same effort here against Melbourne.
You spent some time at that football club. Do you have any intel at all, or is it completely different?
Oh, I'm sure it continues to evolve, but yeah, spent nearly four years of my coaching career there, and and coached a lot of, I guess, the players in the opposition as well. So I guess a bit of information in regards to the way that they play.
How much are you learning, Michelle, about the coaching caper?
Yeah, always, forever and ongoing, and absolutely loving it. And well, I thought it was brilliant to have Ross in the coach's box on the weekend and sit down with him this week and continue to get feedback in regards to my coaching. I want to be the best I can be, and the way that we become that is you surround yourself with quality people and quality coaches, and yeah, Ross has been fantastic for me.
So what's the major thing that you've picked up from Ross?
Yeah, I guess a whole range of things across the whole board, whether it be, building those relationships and getting the best out of individual players. But tactically is something that I continue to pick his brain about in the men's game and the women's game as well.
Michelle, in terms of attacking and the way the team lined up, you didn't score a goal in the first half first week, and last week you looked far more threatening. What did you put that down to?
Oh yeah, I guess Collingwood kicked the first two goals as well of that game. So it's certainly something that we'll address and talk about, but we want to make sure that we start our way and we maintain that brand of footy for four quarters.
So was it a bigger ground? Getting to a bigger ground? You feel like you've got better runners to spread to space? Or what was it that made you far more, I guess, potent last week?
Yeah, it was a bigger ground considering, Witten Oval a lot smaller, and we wanted to use that, the width of the ground and our run, and I guess that we prepared really well over our pre-season.
So do you speak about that to the girls, that it's going to be completely different with the dimensions this week?
Yeah, it's still a big oval here at South Fremantle Oval. So we'll continue to, want to use the space and here, and I know Melbourne want to play the same way. So I think we're up for a really good contest.
And finally, you thought an AFLX last night. Did you catch it?
Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great to see some of our young boys really stand up, and yeah, it's an exciting future for the game.
Role for that down the track for the women's game as well?
Potentially, yeah. And I think we'll focus on AFLW, get that right as that continues to grow. But yeah, AFLX, that's really exciting and could be an international game.